بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حب الدنيا رأس كل خطيئة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. One day out of the many days there was a man, there was a father, a husband. He went on a journey with his wife and his kids. So the man took his kids and his wife, they sat in the car and they started going on their journey. As they were going along the way, they were driving, and on the side of the road, they saw a man that was standing on the side. So the father looked to his wife and said, "Should we pull over and stop to see who this man is?" So his wife said, "Sure, let's stop over and let's go to the side." So they pulled the car over and the father got out, the husband, he got out. And he went to the man and he said, "Who are you?" The man replied that, "I am money, I am wealth." So the father looked at his wife and kids and said that he is saying his money, his wealth. Should we take him with us? The wife said, "Yes, why not take him? He is money. We can become rich. We can buy everything, whatever we want in this world. We can become one of the richest people. Let's take him. He'll come in handy. So the father took the man, told him, "Sit in the car," and they took him along. As they were driving, they kept driving and they saw another man standing on the side of the road. So the father said, "Should we ask him who he is as well?" He said, "Yes." So they pulled over the car. And the father got out and he asked, "Who are you?" The man replied, "I am power. And if you want power in this world, take me." So the father looked at the wife and said, "Should we take him?" Said, "Yes, take him. He has power. You know, we can get power in this world. People will obey us. People will respect us. Take him. Take him along as well." So that man sat in the car as well, and they started driving along. And similarly, as the car went along, and as the family kept going, they kept coming across people that would benefit them in this world. So as they were going, they took all the worldly desires and all the people they found that would benefit them in this world, they took them in the car with them along the journey. As they were going, they saw, same thing, another man standing on the side. So the father got out and said, "Who are you?" The man replied, "I'm Deen Islam. I'm the religion. I'm Islam." So the father looked at his wife, said, "Should we take him?" And the wife said, no, don't take him. If you take religion, then everything we have here, we won't be able to use it properly. If you take Islam, then we would have to abide by its law. We would have to act what is halal, what is haram. Don't take religion. If you take religion, then we would have to fast. We would have to pray salah. We would have to do hijab. Don't take Islam, don't take religion. So the father turned around and said that, "We don't need you at this time, but we'll surely come for you afterwards on our way back." And they left that man that was giving them Islam religion, they left him there and they carried on driving. As they kept driving, all of a sudden, they saw something in the middle of the road that was stopping them. So the father stopped the car. And the man that was standing in front pointed towards him, pointing towards the father and said, "Get out." So the father got out of the car and he approached the person that was standing in front. And the father said, "Yes, can I help you?" And the man said that, "That's it. This is your end of your journey." So the father replied, "Why?" He said, "This is the limit. You cannot go beyond here. If you have something, I'll let you go. If you don't, this is the end of your journey." So the father said, "I have everything. Come look at my car. I have everything. I have money. I have power. I have respect. I have whatever you want. Take it." So the man started searching his car, came back and said, "You do not have what I am looking for." So the father replied, "What are you looking for?" He said, "I'm looking for Deen Islam. I'm looking for religion, if you have religion." So the father started getting a bit worried. Said, "Yes, I left him just behind, a couple of kilometers back. Let me go pick him up." He said, "No, you cannot go back now. Once you have passed from there, it is done. And you never took religion as you came along. This is your end limit. You are done." So the father looked at him in shock and said, "Who are you?" The person replied, I am death. And this is your end. My dear respected brothers, elders and sisters, our life that we live in is the exact same as this father traveling. Life goes on. Our life goes on. Day after day goes by. Yet, how many of us are steadfast on our religion? And how many of us are steadfast on this world? About the luxury of this world. Day after day goes by, my dear respected brothers. Yet the love of this world is still in our heart. And Islam comes second. We take things in this world as priority over our religion. However, it should be the opposite. Islam should come first, above everything. Anything that we do should evolve around our deen. When is the time for salah? We should put salah in preference than to going shopping. Yet we do the opposite. When it's salah time, we'll go shopping and say, "Who can read namaz afterwards?" And as this father, as this family, as they went along, and they left Islam behind, and they said, "We'll come back for it afterwards." We have the same concept that as we get older, as life goes on, we'll be steadfastness in the future. We want to live our life of luxury first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, "Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu 'amala." That indeed, we have made this earth, we have made that which is on this earth an adornment, for that we may test them, as to which of them is best indeed. My dear respected brothers and elders, this world that we live in, it is a world to deceive us. It is a world to attract us to. This world is not forever. We all believe that we are going to leave this world one day or another. This world was created so that we may be tested to see which amongst us are the best ones. The same way in life we have everything. If a person wants to become a doctor, he has to study and go through a test. Similarly, for us, for our final abode in the hereafter, we must go through a test. Nobody is going to live on this earth forever. Each and every human being's final destination will be in the hereafter, whether it be in Jannat or Jahannam. And the whole purpose of sending us down onto this earth was so that we may be tested and we may be differentiated between which one we are going to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. That know that the life of this world is but an amusement and diversion. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that this world, it is like green and lush. And it is to divert us away from the truth. Now, to understand this hadith more clearly, imagine a person walking in a jungle. He's walking on a straight path. And around him, on his right and left hand side, he sees the beautiful scenery, the vegetation, the nice river flowing. He's going to get distracted from that while he's walking on that path. And he will be turned to it. He will be walking towards it. Because that's the scenery. That's what's deceiving us. It's taking us away. You can, through this metaphor, my dear respected brothers, this is what Siratul Mustaqim is going to be. This is what the bridge of Pul Sirat will be. When we are walking on that bridge, the more our heart had love for of this world, the harder it will be for us to walk through the bridge. And the less love we had for this world, the faster we'll be able to travel across the bridge. The more desire, the more love we had for this bridge, it will take us away and off the bridge. Imagine, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he is saying this hadith to who? The Sahabas. Which at that time, they didn't have nothing really amusing. They had nature that could have distracted them. Yet this hadith comes in mind for this day and age, for us people. If we look at the big cities across the world, let's go down to New York. You're walking down Madison Street Garden. You're walking down Times Square. Imagine, picture the hadith what the Prophet ﷺ is telling us. He's saying that the world is attracting us. We are walking on the streets of New York. Yet, where are we looking at? We're walking and our eyes are all over the place. We are looking at the shops. We're looking at the lights. We're looking at all the jewelry and all the materialistic objects that they have fancied for us to look at and to attract us to. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ said this hadith 1400 years ago, yet this hadith comes into mind now. That when we're walking on the streets, the stuff around us is attracting us and taking us away from Islam. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيَةٍ, that the love of this world is the origin of all sins. In another narration, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, حُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ, that the veils, that hellfire, Jahannam, has been veiled, has been covered with desires. And paradise has been veiled with displeasure. Meaning that if a person wants to go into Jahannam, then all he has to do is fulfill the desires of this world. And he will be entered into Jahannam. And if a person wants to go into Jannat, then my dear respected brothers, Prophet ﷺ is saying that وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ, that to attain Jannah, you must go through difficulties. You must go through difficulties. Even in this world, anything we achieve, we cannot achieve it without sacrifice, without difficulty. Similarly, if we want to attain Jannah, my dear respected brothers, we must sacrifice. We must give something back to our Creator. Sheikh Salim Dorat Hafidahullah from the UK, he says that when a man desires something, when a man desires to attain something, he will not sit restless. He will not rest. Sorry. The person will try his utmost best to attain what he wants. If he's trying to achieve a condominium or a car, a $200,000 condo, then he will work day and night. He will work jobs after jobs, shift after shift, overtime, everything to gain money so that he can go and buy his condo. And the moment he buys his condo, his house, or his car, then he takes a break and he says, I have achieved my goal. My dear respected brothers, Sheikh goes on to say that for a mu'min, a Muslim, our goal is Jannah. And to attain Jannah, we must strive in this world. And when are we going to know that we have attained Jannah? The moment our eyes are shut. Shaykh says that we must sacrifice and we must go through everything in this world until we die. Only then will we know, have we attained Jannah or not. Nobody could stand up right now and say that I'm going to Jannah 100%. No one. We must sacrifice. And we will only know when we are going to Jannah after our eyes are shut. My dear respected brothers, the love of this world is such, it has overpowered our hearts such, that when we lose something materialistic or something of this world, it hurts our heart. Yet if we were to lose something of the hereafter, or if we were to displease Allah, yet that does not affect us. For example, your brother, or your Muslim brother, or whoever, or ourselves, they go and they buy a Mercedes Benz, the latest 2017 or 2018 model, S-Class. Mercedes Benz, or Lamborghini, or Ferrari, whatever. They buy one of the top model cars. The moment they buy the car and they bring it home, the next day it gets stolen. Imagine the pain we would feel. It's not even our car. But imagine the pain we would feel for him. $100,000 car and he lost it in one day. Would go to him and we'd ask him, "A brother, did you have insurance on the car?" And we'd be there hoping and wishing he says yes. And if he says yes, alhamdulillah, you'll get another car. But the moment our brother says no, oof, it's going to hit us in the heart. $100,000 car, he lost it. Just like that. Yet that same brother, for the past 10 years, has been missing Fajr Salah. We haven't moved an inch. We rather care more that he lost a piece of metal wrapped around in leather. Yet that same brother who's been missing Fajr for 10 years, we haven't moved an inch. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said about Fajr, forget Fajr Salah, the Sunnah of Fajr, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that the person that the 2 rakat Sunnah before Fajr Salah, it is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. Subhanallah. So imagine the actual Fajr Salah. Yet day after day, morning after morning goes by, and we miss our Salah, my dear respected brothers. And it does not have an effect on us. The only time we'll realize, my dear respected brothers, is when we are buried 6 foot under the grave. That is when our eyes will open. That is when reality will hit us. And we would say to Allah that please to send me back to this earth. We will beg for just to even say one subhanallah on this earth. Yet, my dear respected brothers, that time is late. Each and every day the grave calls out, Ana baytul dud, ana baytul wahsha, ana baytul wahda, ana baytul dulma. I am a home of insects, I am the home of worms, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself for me, prepare yourself for me. And when the moment goes that we go into the hereafter, that is when we will regret it. I have to conclude with the story. There was a group of people that were traveling. They stumbled upon some rocks, some stones. So they looked at the stones. And then they heard a voice from above saying that people that picks up the stones, you'll regret it. And those people that don't pick up the stones, you'll regret it as well. So out of the fear, a few people amongst them picked up the stones and some didn't. And they went. They went home and they went to sleep. The next morning when they woke up, those stones turned into diamonds. Now the people that picked up the stones, they regretted it, saying that we should have picked up more stones. And the people that didn't pick up the stones regretted it, saying we should have picked up some stones. My dear respected brothers, when we go into the hereafter, and if we have committed bad deeds, and if we are destined to go into Jahannam, then my dear respected brothers, we will regret it like those people that didn't pick up the stones. And we would have said that, gosh, if we ever did any good deeds in this world. And those people that go into Jannah, and if we see the people above us, the people that are in higher class, and if we see them, how they are living their life in Jannah, we will regret it as well, saying, I wish if I prayed 2 rakats more, or I wish if I give sadqah a bit more. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, we must make firm intention, and we must open our eyes and come to reality that this world is not everlasting. This world will definitely come to an end. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ, that every soul shall taste death. And our final abode will be Jannat or Jahannam. Now my dear respected brothers, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants all of us the istiqamat and the ability to do good. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannat. And may He make our final destination Jannat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.